Public health and school officials concerned about the numbers of Maine parents who were choosing not to have their children vaccinated on philosophical grounds made some headway today in the Health and Human Services Committee. In a 9-3 vote, the panel approved a bill requiring parents to consult with a doctor who would have to sign off on any vaccination opt-out request. A.J. Higgins has more.
Although Democratic Representative Peter Stuckey of Portland wound up voting for the bill that requires a doctor's consultation and written authorization before a parent can pull their child out of a vaccination program on philosophical grounds, he admitted to having mixed emotions. He says there's not enough conversation between medical providers and patients, and he says notification about the benefits and risks of some vaccinations is beneficial to all parties. But he says the national drug industry, that he refers to as Big Pharma, still has a lot to answer for.
You know, I watch TV. I watch those ads.
Stuckey reminded his seatmates on the legislature's Health and Human Services Committee of the daily bombardment of television ads promising Americans the benefits of new prescription drugs, along with more than a few cautionary notes.
The first 5 seconds of the ad tells you what the miracle that the drug can do, and the next 45 seconds is all the possible side effects, including diarrhea, diphtheria, and death in some circumstances. So, I mean, these are the same folks that are bringing us the vaccine.
Skepticism over the benefits of some vaccines was a common theme from many Mainers who packed the legislative hearing room earlier this month for a hearing on the bill. Many parents say they should have the ability to opt out of the vaccinations as a matter of personal choice, a position shared by the committee's co-chair, Senator Eric Brakey, an Auburn Republican.
A repeated refrain we heard in the public testimony on this, and that really resonated with me and stuck with me, is this idea that when there's risk, there must be choice. I think this begins to encroach on that area of choice.
The vaccines that we're talking about here that we require of children before they go to school are for infectious diseases like polio and measles and whooping cough.
Democratic Representative Drew Cateen, the Westbrook co-chair of the panel, said the committee vote on the bill strikes a balance between public health standards and parental rights, since currently parents can opt out of vaccinations without receiving the benefit of a physician consultation.
This seems to be very reasonable policy, both from a healthcare perspective and from an educational policy perspective, to make sure that when kids go off to public schools, that they're safe, and that other children and the other and people that work there are protected also.
Lawmakers on the committee killed a bill that would have eliminated the parental opt-out provision on philosophical grounds and approved an amended version of a measure requiring the Department of Health and Human Services to assist Mainers who feel they are entitled to damages after suffering adverse reactions to vaccines. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.